Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio, your weekly dispatch from the fringes of taste and time. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. Today we're heading straight to my happy place, 1980s LA, where the neon buzzed, the eyeliner was heavy, and the power pop shimmered just right. But before we slide into the valley, let's talk about what's happening right now. This band hails from the mighty live scene of Philadelphia, and they've just dropped their second single from their self-titled EP. This is The Jive with Heart of Gold.
We'll be right back.
If you thought that was a lost 2020 B-side, I don't blame you. But no, that was Steve Allen of 2020 with the title track from In and Out of the Light, his first solo album on Bobolink Records in 2001. Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. Man, I had fun putting this together this week because I got to watch one of my favorite romantic comedies. Yeah, I'm a softie. 1983's Valley Girls, starring Nicolas Cage and Deborah Foreman. That soundtrack has some of the coolest songs to come out of the 80s, so our featured artist this week is actually four artists that provided music for that soundtrack. But instead of playing tracks from the film, we'll spend some time with their other work today. But first, looking back is fun, but man, there's a lot of cool stuff happening right now. Such as this dispatch from modern LA, where it's not about getting noticed at a club anymore, it's about staying visible in the algorithm. This is the brand new single from The Clay Ellum, who just finished their stint opening for Not a Surf on the North American tour. Hoping this means a new album is in the works, this is Something in the Water.
You can go where the action's at, leave the Midwest girl behind. It till you make it. Everybody does it, dear. Keep your eyes on the prize. Patience is a virtue here. Around the corner, everyone just lined up down the block. Build the team, build the dream. Now's the time to walk the walk. It must be something in the water. It's the sunlight and the atmosphere. Stay the course, use the force. Anything can happen here. And it's gonna be fine. Must be something in the water. Stay the course, use the force. Anything can happen here.
Just to see.
We closed out that set with Prima Donna by the band Powerslide from Los Angeles. Might be a theme going on this week, huh? And that was from their 1996 album Peel. Didn't know this album, I owe this discovery, and thanks to one of the coolest blogs out there, Remember the Lightning by S.W. Loudon. He is always turning up great stuff, and he's a really awesome writer as well. So if you aren't already subscribed to his blog, I will put a link in the show notes so you can sign up for that. We actually have another song in this week's show later on that's thanks to him as well.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
Before that, we heard Earthquake from Berkeley. Okay, not quite LA, but still within striking distance. That was their new single, Fever Dream. That track was originally set for release on Code 213 Records, but after the passing of the label's founder, Dennis Tuning, in June, the band decided to release it independently. I only interacted with Dennis once. He sent me an incredibly cool single by the Catholic Girls last year, but from everything I've seen online, it's clear he meant a lot to a lot of people. Seems like more than a few artists owe their start to him taking a chance on them. Gotta love someone who's still out there fighting the good fight.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
I tell you, over 40 years later, and just hearing that song still hits me right in the feels. I am still a sucker for this movie.
Oh, bitchin', is this in 3D?
No, but your face is.
It has everything. Teenagers trying to make sense of love and life in the plastic Reagan years, hippie parents trying to make sense of the mall rat materialism of their kids, and all of it set to some of the coolest music of the era. I'm talking, of course, about Valley Girl. Directed by Martha Coolidge and released in 1983, this movie is one of those films where LA itself feels like the real main character. I've often said on this show, 80s LA is my favorite LA. But let's be honest, LA in the 80s was a mess. A beautiful, chaotic, colorful, plastic mess. Hollywood was still the sleaze capital of the world, and the San Fernando Valley was ground zero for a cultural revolution. Maybe not a good one, but definitely a memorable one. In this punk rock Romeo and Juliet, Deborah Foreman plays Julie, a valley girl who falls for Randy, a Hollywood misfit played by Nicolas Cage in one of his earliest and most wide-eyed roles. Julie's friends want her to be with Tommy, a hot Val dude with great hair, and, well, let's face it, he's a dick. But a popular dick, and right there is the crux of the story, conformity versus curiosity. Can our star-crossed lovers bridge the great divide of the Hollywood freeway and rise above the clash between their two very different worlds? For Randy, none of that matters.
Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of thought that maybe you and I could,
We could what?
We could get out of here.
Like, I don't think you'd be any more welcome down there right now.
I mean, let's leave the party.
I'm so sure.
Kill. I'll meet you out front.
Wait a minute. Where are we gonna go?
I don't care.
What are we gonna do?
Anything.
For my money, Randy's friend Fred is one of the best characters in the film. Not only is he just a good dude, he's funny as hell.
Hi, I'm Fred. I like tacos and 71 Cabernet. My favorite color is magenta.
For me, though, the real star of this film is Los Angeles. The romance blossoms at the Central, a club on the Sunset Strip that would later become the Viper Room. On stage are the Plimsolls serving as the house band and delivering one of the most memorable love themes in modern movie history. Less sweeping strings, more sweaty guitars. And from here on out, the soundtrack to Falling in Love would never be quite the same. Let's not forget Julie's wonderfully bewildered parents, played by Frederick Forrest and Colleen Camp, who bring a kind of post-hippie daze to the whole thing. But in the age of consumerism and conformity, the dad's simple and authentic wisdom about what really matters, who you are and what you stand for, cuts through all the bullshit, even if it's just for a moment. There are even nods to The Graduate if you're paying attention, generational disillusionment dressed up in shoulder pads and Varney sunglasses. And the soundtrack? The movie features live appearances by the Plimsolls and the one and only Josie Cotton. The rest is packed with legends, Sparks, Bonnie Hayes, Modern English, and the Psychedelic Furs. It's wall-to-wall bangers and deep cuts from a moment when new wave, power pop, and post-punk were all crashing into each other on the dance floor. This wasn't just a teen romance. Valley Girl captured something glorious and fleeting about L.A., a moment when love, style, and sound were all on the edge of reinvention. And that falling in love montage set to Modern English? Honestly, who wouldn't fall in love in that L.A.? Do you have a movie you'd like us to feature on the show? Drop me a note in the comments and let me know. No secret of the fact that I am a big, big, big fan of Josie Cotton. If you didn't know that, check out my love letter to her and her music on the Pop Rocks Radio YouTube channel. Valley Girl has been one of the high points of her career, and there have been so many that have followed. That last track was Everything Is Oh Yeah from her 2010 album Pussycat Babylon. That was re-released on her own label, Kitten Robot Records, in 2021. Josie Cotton had quite a few songs in the film itself, many of which are on her debut album, Convertible Music, on Elektra Records. Of all her great singles over the years, it's her first one that was really a shot across the bow of early 80s conservative sensibilities. Johnny, Are You Queer? Was released on Bomp Records and given some savvy marketing by Greg and Susie Shaw and their team. To this day, it is the biggest selling single from that legendary label. Just a little bit about Kitten Robot Records. Besides her own catalog, she has a very cool roster of artists, including Frank Meyer, who has a new release on the label called Living Between the Lines, and one of my favorites, who we've played on the show multiple times, Haley and the Crushers. Josie is out on tour now as part of the Lost 80s Live Tour with bands like A Flock of Seagulls and The Vapors, to name a few. Not coming up to Seattle, though. Come on, Josie, do me a solid on this, huh?
Right.
This week, instead of featuring just one artist, we're featuring some of the artists that made the Valley Girl movie and soundtrack a classic. For all these artists, Valley Girl was just one stop on the road to long and varied careers. Another one of those bands who had already been making music for a while before the release of Valley Girl is Sparks. The band is from LA, though honestly, it's not easy to tell that by listening to them. Their brand of art rock has been so unique and frankly unclassifiable. And they are still putting out albums as both Ron and Russell Mayall, the brothers behind the band, are each approaching 80 years old. This is from their 2023 release, The Girl Is Crying in Her Latte. This is Nothing Is As Good As They Say It Is.
As good as they say it is, that's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I want to go back to my former quarters. Mama, mama, can you accommodate? Mama, mama, tell me I'm not too late. Mama, mama, can you cooperate? This will not work, I'm sure. Nothing is as good as they say it is, and I'd be remiss if I weren't honest with you. This is not a place that I can exist, not a break from this. I just don't want this, want this. Mama, mama, is there a remedy? Can I just go back where I used to be? I was happy where I was previously, just floating there, stood tall. Mama, mama, please sympathize. This has been such a bad surprise. I won't ask any more from you. I can live with a lousy view. Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I've seen enough to make a wise decision. All your standards must be so very low. This is not a place that I want to go. Can you exist in a place like this? I surely can't, oh no.
Nothing is as good as they say it is.
two songs Sparks had as part of Valley Girl were from their 1982 album Angst in My Pants, both the title track and the classic Eaten by the Monster of Love. Sparks has worked with a ton of great musicians over the years. The early band included Earl and James Mankey, Earl going on to produce such bands as The Quick and The Runaways, and James was co-founder of the band Concrete Blonde. They've also worked with Josh Klinghoffer from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Steve McDonald from our friends Red Cross. You know, I say friends like I know them, I don't, but I like to think if we did know each other, we'd be friends. That is Bonnie Hayes and the Wild Combo from their 1982 album Good Clean Fun on Slash Records. That track opens the film, but also is included in the obligatory 80s slumber party pajama scene. Hey, I'm not complaining. Bonnie Hayes is a talented singer-songwriter whose work has been recorded by artists like Cher, Bette Midler, Bonnie Raitt, amongst others. Bonnie Raitt's hit Have a Heart from 1989's monster hit album Nick of Time was written by Hayes. This is one from her 2003 release, Love in the Ruins. This one is called Still Wild.
Too much love.
Hayes has toured with Belinda Carlisle and Billy Idol, taught at the Berklee College of Music, and even founded a youth all-star songwriting program. While her solo success as a performer was limited at the time, her 1982 album Good Clean Fun has since been rediscovered by critics and is now widely considered a lost pop masterpiece of the era.
So when can I see you, Jen? Thank you.
Really, Randy? Why don't you wait until the end of the evening to say these things?
Any questions?
It's the way I feel. It's what I want.
Good.
If you love this movie, you can't help but love the Valley Girl and the Hollywood weirdo sitting together staring into each other's eyes and falling in love while the Plimsolls rock the club. The Plimsolls formed in 1978, led by Peter Case, in the wake of the breakup of his groundbreaking band, The Nerves, with Jack Lee and Paul Collins. They released two classic albums, their self-titled debut in 1981 and Everywhere at Once in 1983, before breaking up in 1984. Three tracks from Everywhere at Once appeared in the film, and the Plimsolls had multiple scenes as the club band at the Central. The band reunited for some shows in 1996, which resulted in the album Cool Trash in 1998, this time with Clem Burke from Blondie on drums. This is a track from that excellent and unfortunately little heard album. This is called 12 O'Clock Midnight.
Well, I drip 30 on the way from New York to Austin.
band has done some live releases over the years as well, most notably two releases they did for Alive Records, 2010's Live, Beg, Borrow, and Steal, and 2012's Beachtown Confidential. After the initial breakup of the Plimsolls, Peter Case went on to a successful solo career. His self-titled debut album in 1986 is just awesome. Raw, poetic, and packed with emotional punch. He has continued to write, record, and tour ever since, carving out a legacy as one of the great American songwriters. And while the Plimsolls gave us some unforgettable power pop anthems, Peter Case never stopped evolving and never stopped telling stories worth hearing. Well, that is it for our featured artist this week. If there's someone you'd like to see us feature, please drop me a note in the comments so we can give them some love here on the show.
Know what's missing in Pringles light potato chips? A lot of the fat you get in ordinary potato chips. Know what else?
Yeah, the potatoes. That commercial is from 1983. You can't see it, but it features random women in bikinis eating these so-called potato chips. Boy, how times have changed. Okay, back to today. And what a return. This is the Chelsea Curve from Boston. This is their latest single, Kinda Wanna. Still more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. As you're listening to this, over 100 people have lost their lives in the devastating floods in Texas, many of them children. There are many great support organizations that are doing the good work of helping people in need, and I hope if you are able, you will choose to support one of them. Two, I'd like to point out, the World Central Kitchen is providing fresh food to flood survivors and is asking for donations to continue doing so. The other is a charity that supports animal rescue in the area as well. Austin Pets Alive has saved more than 150 pets from flooded areas, and they are taking donations for pet supplies. I will put some links in the show notes. If you are able, please do what you can. Okay, back to the show.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
One thing kids like is to be tricked. For instance, I was going to take my little nephew to Disneyland, but instead I drove him to an old burned-out warehouse. "Oh no," I said, "Disneyland burned down." He cried and cried, but I think that deep down he thought it was a pretty good joke. I started to drive over to the real Disneyland, but it was getting pretty late.
We kicked off that last set with Acid Baby Girl, the latest from the band Beauty from New Jersey. They have released a bunch of cool singles. We have played their song Polar Bear Ice Cream on the show before. And now they have an album coming out on August 1st from Strange View Records. We also played No Better Time from Pop Sicko. That is another one of those bands that I learned about from S.W. Loudon's blog. If you still haven't subscribed since I mentioned it 10 minutes ago, go ahead and hit pause and do that now. It's okay, I'll wait. Loudon worked on a reissue of this album off to a bad start back in 2023 with our friends at Big Stir Records. His best friend, Keith Brown, who fronted the band, tragically died in a car accident in 1995. You can pick up that vinyl from the Big Stir website. I will have a link for that in the show notes.
And now for something completely different.
This is the latest from Hobson's Bay Coast Guard from Melbourne. I'm not going to try to put a label on what they do. It is really their own. But man, the harmonies are what hit me first. Their new album, Weather Report, is due out this year. This is Monsoon.
Just love this. at the waves. No one left to stop us, nothing left to save.
So great to hear his voice again. That was Peter Holzapfel from the DBs with Fireflies from his new solo album, The Face of 68. He is out on tour now supporting that album, so if he comes to your town, do yourself a favor and check him out. Supporting independent artists is always a good thing. Speaking of the DBs, two of their classic albums, Repercussion and Stands for Decibels, both released in 1981, were remastered and released on Propeller Sound Recordings last year. Before that, we played Maybe from The Rooks, the project of Michael Mazzarella, who, besides his prolific solo career, was part of the Broken Hearts in the 80s and this band, The Rooks, in the 90s. That is from the 1999 album Wishing Well from Bruce Brodeen's Not Lame Recordings. I have really just begun to scratch the surface of this gentleman's work, and you will be hearing more from him on future shows for sure.
Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
Oh, we still miss you, Pee-wee. The Betts have been on a tear for the past few years, putting out consistently great albums since 2018. And 2023's Expert in a Dying Field felt like the culmination of everything they've been honing. Sharp hooks, emotional clarity, and that perfect balance of vulnerability and volume. Their new album, Straight Line Was a Lie, is due out August 29th. This is the second single from that album, This Is No Joy.
You're a big phony, don't it make you think? With that baloney, shine them all on like a Zamboni.
It's a natural fact.
I see you, do you see me? I can't shake this. This feeling I should take a dive below the surface. You might not care, could be unaware, but I think there could be something there. There's still a little.
Love Leftover, the new single from the Callbirds from Cheltenham. Pardon my butchering that. They have a full album releasing later this year. Before that, we played Zamboni from the Meanies, another band out of Melbourne from our friends at Cheer Squad Records and Tapes. Current members include Link Meanie, Ringo Meanie, Kinky Meanie, and Jaws Meanie. Love that. In this case, the more Meanies, the better.
Oh my god, he's an idiot.
Okay then.
Hey, tomorrow.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll be back with more tunes from the cool kids, the outcasts, and the bands your algorithm forgot. This is the title track from the Airport 77's latest album, Don't Let Go. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
I gave my love a looking glass.
gave my